prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 10 September 2025. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We have a lot to talk about, folks. Some heavy discussion tonight we're going to look at from a Christian viewpoint, not from the world. I couldn't care less what the world thinks about what's happening. I want to look at it from God's viewpoint. That's my opinion. The opinion comes out of the book. I'm not interested in what the world has to say. I mean, it's what Scripture has to say about what's happening in our country. Before we go there, don't forget tomorrow is Thursday. If everything goes right, we'll be in office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. And the way the world's going now, folks, we're not promised the next day. We're not promised the next heartbeat. Between 9 and 4 Eastern tomorrow, we'll be in the office. Take your phone call. I'd love to chat with you if I can. Get a little busy. I know you won't. I hope you don't think I'm being rude. If I have to move on, please don't think that. I don't mean to be that way. But I want to hear from you if you like to chat a while and share some thoughts. And I mean that seriously. I would. And if you want to place an order or give a donation, Chris will be here to do that. Just give us a call at 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. Our special for the month, of course, is we've been advertising the seminar, Broken Era, A Cry for Deliverance. I would say about 8 hours long. And the book, The Rapture, Fact or Fiction. Folks, it's time we grow up in this and understand the truth, what's going on. This seminar that we did 10, 12 years ago, 15 years ago, I don't know how long it's been. The sermon I did was for A Cry for Deliverance, Broken Era. Broken Era was a code used in Nam that when you're being overrun, you scream on the radio, Broken Era, and they would send everything they had out to assist you. All hell is going to break loose around you. It's happening to America right now, and I'm crying Broken Era. Father, we need some relief. Listen, it's going to be a while yet. It's going to get a whole lot worse. But it's coming. It's coming soon. So you want those two specials, both things delivered to your door, $15. I hope you'll get them and watch them, pass them with your friends. I sincerely mean that. I really do, because we got to get the truth out there somehow as quickly as possible, because the world is dying for truth, literally dying for truth, and the truth is Jesus Christ and His Word. It's not in our government, it's not in Trump, it's not in anybody. It's in Christ alone. Now, we're going to discuss some things tonight that are going to be pretty heavy. I want you to stay with me, please, if you will. If I have time, I probably will. I'll take some phone calls next half hour, as I always do. And I'll read a few scriptures to you, then I'm going to get into what I want to talk about, because this is heavy, heavy stuff. Listen to the scriptures as I read them, please. In Luke chapter 21, let's look at a few verses there. Now, you read that in verse 20. This happened when Jerusalem was still, before Jerusalem was destroyed in AD 70. Some of these events already happened. But prophecies have dual fulfillments. Believe me, this is being fulfilled again in our lifetime. Look at two verses. Verse 25. There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations. I think you'll see that happening again today for sure. With perplexity, no one knows what to do or how to do it. The sea and the waves roaring, that's a reference to peoples upset, rioting. That's what it boils down to. People who are angry. Look at America today and look at the world today. Men's hearts failing them for fear. Oh, and that doesn't just mean physically. That means spiritually also. Many people will give up, as Luke 24 or Matthew 24 says, because the love of many shall wax cold. Many are going to give up, lose their faith. And that's happening every day now. Men's hearts are failing them for fear. And for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Men's hearts are failing them. Their faith is failing them. There's no way around that. That's what's happening. If you haven't called the broadcast to talk about this, their faith is gone. This world's gotten to shaken up, and eventually the world's gotten shaken up to believe in lies spread by Satan and giving up on the word of God. And of course, in 2 Timothy, if you read 2 Timothy chapter 3, and I hope you will, I'll go very quickly here. There's a few verses that we need to just very quickly read because this is fulfilling scripture. In fact, if this wasn't Bible, folks, I wouldn't be on the air. If this wasn't fulfilling scripture, I would not be here. There'd be no point in it. If the Bible weren't true, then I've been wasting 50 years of preaching a book and living by the word. As I've said many times, if you want my opinion, give me a second to find it and I'll read it to you. Now listen, I mess up every day. My flesh is my own enemy, my worst enemy. But I still know the word of God is true. And 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." Oh my gosh, folks, it's here. And you need to read this, those verses. You really do. Verse 5 says, "Having a form of godliness, but denying the power or the authority thereof." I'm such turn away. We see churches today, they have a form of godliness, but they deny the authority of it. God's word and his laws, his commandments, his judgments, his statutes are forever settled in heaven. So is his word. So we're turning away. And we now have a form of godliness. We go to church, we sing hymns, we raise our hands, we praise him, we listen to rock and roll music we call Christian, get all emotionally up and all excited, and go home and live like the world again. No, not all of them, but most of them. Churches in America today are pretty much lifeless and callous and dead. And please read, take time to read Colossians chapter 1. Read that, please. You'll find in that book a very important comment about how through Christ, God of all creation, all things were created. That's in your Bible, Colossians chapter 1. Christ created all things. The God of all things created creation. And it says that through him, he's ahead of all powers. He's ahead of everything, all dominions, all principalities. Everything is created, invisible and invisible. He's ahead of all that. He created them all, and by him all things consist. And whenever you understand what the word consist means, if the consistency is taken out of anything, it falls apart. Whether it be a cake batter or a brick wall, when the mortar that holds together is taken out, it falls apart. Now that's a fact. And I'm going to start with just a menagerie of news. And I'm going to try to put together if I can to show you that so many things are happening that we never heard of before. And I know the reason is they want to create fear. Fear is a great controlling factor. Satan drives us through fear. Christ leads us through faith. And fear sometimes appears to be much more real, and it is real, much more real than faith in Christ. That's why many are losing their faith. They're looking at the water as Peter did, and they're starting to sink. We all do that. Do you remember back in the 80s when Reagan was president? He said, we're going to build a space force to repel any invasion from outside our world. Now, that's basically what he said. Look it up for yourself. And he said, if this happened, all men would unite to fight this force. Can you see this as their way to unite the world? And now Israel's former space security chief says aliens exist and Trump knows about it. Yeah, that's what he said. And we know on the news yesterday, they showed them shooting at a UFO with one of our missiles, and the missile bounced off of it. You think maybe that's part of the plan to get us on another level of fear and maybe get us a little bit distracted from what's going on in this world today? Is that possible? Could that be part of it? Of course it is. They make people fear for invasion outside the world, so we unite as nations. They break the economies of the nations so they can bring in a one world currency, which, by the way, is almost ready to take place. We're seeing all this come together to unite us in fear. So we obey our masters. I know you don't like that. But folks, we've been suckered into it. I'm going to get into it in more detail in a little bit about how we're suckered into the same scenario every election, doing the same thing over and over and thinking we're going to make things better. That is a sign of insanity. And our nation as a whole is insane. It's right versus left, conservative versus liberal. It's all a game been played out. They're dividing us on purpose. And folks, we'll tell you about, of course, mention what happened today, which is going to take this even further. But another calamity in the world. Poland downs drones in its airspace, becoming first NATO member to fire during the war in Ukraine. Now, y'all know that already. It happened last night. Jan from Iowa broke on our program. They fired, Russia hit drones in the airspace of Poland. Whether they meant to or not is not the point. It happened, and it's very dangerous. Prime Minister Donald Tusk of Poland told Parliament it was the closest we've been to open conflict since World War II. Though he also said he had no reason to believe we're on the brink of war, but we're closer than any time since World War II. It happened about 1963, also a very close call. So I guess we're even closer than that. But now this takes a step further. Poland has invoked Article 4 of NATO. All out war with Russia is closer than ever. Article 4 says that the NATO leaders must get together and have a conference, have a confab, if you will, to find out how to respond to this reckless behavior, they call it. We are closer to World War III than any time in history. And but you're a Christian. Why do you care? We're going to be raptured out. Don't worry about it. Can't do a thing about it. So my job as a Christian, of course, I'm a pastor, is keep my mouth shut. Don't warn the people. Don't encourage them to stand for the truth. And don't tell them about Christ and the hope they have in Christ. Just let it all happen. Keep your head buried in the sand and let everything fall apart. That's what churches today are doing. But Article 4 is the next step before Article 5, which will be mutual self-defense with NATO. So it's only that this happened a few times in the past, but never like this. It doesn't mean we're going to war, but it means that members of NATO will now discuss what steps should be taken next. Russia crossed sovereign airspace of a NATO member. And this war, by the way, is being fought over the fact that they wanted Ukraine in NATO. And Russia says it's not going to happen on our border. We are provoking the war. We have been for a long, long time, folks. Now we're provoking a war in Venezuela. Why not? We're the mightiest nation in the world, Trump says, and we're the richest and most popular nation in the world. A lie, but that's just what it is. And a further look into this possible war coming up, French hospitals told prepare for a major military engagement within 6 months. I'm not making this up. French hospitals told to prepare for a major military engagement within 6 months. They expect between 10,000 to 50,000 casualties, possibly per month. They want all this done, they want this in place, no later than March 2026. Wow. Folks, are you hearing this? Does it concern you at all? It should. Because at less than I did a few months ago, I've been trying to get everybody to get for their own use, make copies of it with their friends, American Prophecy. We moved a few of them, 20, 25, I'm guessing, maybe 30. But I thought we'll go out here by the hundreds because people want to see us and who we are in history and prophecy and what's coming down for America and the world. I would have thought everybody would jump on that both feet. But no. No, I get so fed up people saying, well, preacher, you don't talk about this stuff, but you don't talk about impeaching Trump. Trump's been impeached twice, you moron. It didn't happen. It didn't help before, did it? Well, preacher, you're not telling us anything to do to fix it. Yes, I am. Every time I preach, I'm telling you to do to fix it. Repent, 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 and stand for the truth. But you ain't going to do that because that's not political enough, is it? Oh, people, we've been played like fools for generations now with the political game. Right and left, left and right, conservative and liberal. We've been played like a fiddle and still falling for the same thing over and over again. Same thing. And I don't have time to go through all the news I won't go through tonight as far as other signs of war. I can list about 13 of them that Michael Snyder has brought to my attention. Great, great article. It's up. If you receive our Minuteman News Blast, you'll get this. It's already been sent to you. I don't have time to get into it tonight. There's so much more to talk about. And, of course, your response next half hour. A sad thing happened today, and it's already happened. Now, folks, pay attention. I just told you, Colossians chapter 1, the reason all these things are happening because Christ has been taken out of the picture. I cannot speak for other nations, but America had another mass shooting today outside Denver in a school. It's going on and on and on simply because we turned our back on God Almighty, mocked his 10 commandments, mocked his moral codes and his moral laws, and now we're paying hell for it, and we're whining about him. Oh, my goodness, let's kick Trump out. Hey, that'd be a good start, perhaps, but that ain't going to fix it. No, that may make it worse. Removing one insane individual and replacing probably somebody that's more insane than them is not going to fix anything. Forget it. We got Biden out, and now the nation world's in a whole lot worse mess than it wasn't Biden's in. Biden was an idiot, a moron, and I'm just saying like it is. That's my opinion. I can give it. He was a sexual deviant. Of course, you got a president now that brags about grabbing women between their legs. I guess you call that a sexual pervert also, wouldn't you? Hey, get mad if you want to. Turn the radio off. I'm not playing this game. But a man was killed today that y'all probably know. I watched this man debate a little bit on different things on YouTube and whatever on camps named Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk was a leader and co-founder of Turning Point USA. He was shot and killed today while debating in Utah Valley University. In Utah, of course. a sad, sad state of affairs. That's just another nail in the coffin of a nation that once honored life and respected each other. But a nation and a people that call themselves the body of Christ, the church, who has allowed the slaughter of about 100 million innocent children in the womb, are getting what they deserve as a nation. And folks, believe me, this is the tip of the iceberg. One day before too long, and I think I may live to see it, and I'm an old man, you're probably going to be afraid to leave your home if you live in a city somewhere, especially Chicago, New York, Illinois, whatever. I mean, New Orleans, whatever. You can get to the point that you can expect war on our streets. We're on the verge of it right now. Literally on the verge of a civil war, as prophesied by Dimitri Dudeman back in the 1980s, early 90s. And people scoff. Though Dimitri didn't have everything right, he thought the Israel in the Middle East was the Israel God talked about. We know he's wrong with that, but that's beside the point. He prophesied some truths as he knew them, as I'm trying to do right now. I don't know all the answers. I know who the answer is, but I don't know all the answers how to fix things except repent. I'm not on the inside. I can't see what they're playing next week, next month, next year. I can't see it. So I don't have all those answers. No one does. No matter who you follow, no one has all the answers except Christ himself. You got to do some discernment and study on your own. If you depend on somebody else to feed you and take care of you and nurse you spiritually, you're a weakling. And you're probably not going to make it, because one day this voice I have right now will be cut off the air, whether through death or by law or what it may be. It'll be cut off. And if you can't feed and take care of yourself, you're going to starve to death. But Charlie Kirk was shot about 12:10 this afternoon, Utah time. They may have a man, they said, they have a man in custody, a man of interest, they said. They had one turn loose. They got another one, I understand now. He was getting ready to answer a question about mass shootings. This showed up to the time of the shot on TV, as I know this. Someone asked him about mass shootings. He started to answer, and bang. Whether this man was programmed for this, mind-controlled, or not, this is going to cause another huge rift in this country. And Bass, hate to say this, I guess necessarily so. When an individual is not free to debate peacefully and with an attitude of concern, he's killed for his thoughts. Society's about dead. Folks, the world economy is falling apart. Digital currency is right on the verge of taking over. And that's the truth. AI is growing by leaps and bounds, and the people love it. There's war signs all around us. Society's collapsing. Mass shootings everywhere. And we wonder if God's going to judge America, if God's going to ever stand up and make a difference, he's going to judge America, and we still can't see it. We still think America's got a chance. We can turn this thing around if we get the right man in office. How ignorant can we be? How stupid can we be? We have a young lady from Ukraine, a migrant, who sought refuge in America, come over here to be safer. Had a job in Charlotte, North Carolina, working at a restaurant, caught a subway home, a bus home, whatever, after a shift, sat down in front of a black guy who was already a criminal, homeless piece of trash, like it is, like a lump, I don't care. Thought she was safe on the way home and was stabbed to death right on that train, a bus, whatever it was. That happened clear back in August, I think about 25th. It didn't make the news in about 2 days ago. I wonder why that was. Why was it kept silent? Now, folks, I'm telling the truth tonight. You don't have to like it. You can turn the radio off and go do something else. That's up to you. I don't care. I'm telling you the truth. Attacks of blacks on whites is 31 times higher than attacks of whites on blacks. 31 times higher. And blacks make up only 13% of our country. That maybe should tell you that maybe there's a war against whites because they're Caucasian and they are Israel today. I'm sorry. It is what it is. Turn the radio off. I'm telling the truth. Our nation is being destroyed. Our nation was never perfect. There was a time, whether you're black or white, Hispanic or who it may be, you had mutual respect for one another. You didn't. Oh, it wasn't all time in riots and cussing and cursing and destroying and killing. When the wars were fought, even though they were unjust wars like World War II, there weren't any blacks and whites necessarily, or there weren't any Mexicans, or weren't any Italians or Swiss or French or whatever they be. They were one people united as Americans to fight what they thought was a common foe. What's happened to that? The fiber that held this country together, Jesus Christ, the God of creation, had been cast out, laughed at, mocked, and scorned, even in the most churches in America today. And no one wants to hear it. No one seems to care. But it is what it is. It's a Bible. And I'm telling you this is true because I love you. It tears my heart out just like it does you. Yours, to see what's happened to our country. Folks, I've been around this country probably longer than most of you, for sure. I just turned 77, as y'all know, last Sunday, this past Sunday. So I've been around this country longer than most of y'all have even thought about yet. And I've seen a lot of things happen in America. I remember when we went to school and we had prayer. We took guns to school, into school. One young third grade boy was so short, the rifle he brought was taller than him. He brought his dad M1 Garand from World War II and show and tell. I took an Ivor Johnson shotgun to school, put it in the principal's office to hunt after school with a friend of mine. Boys took deer rifles on a bus to school to go hunt after school. No one was shot. No one thought of it. The worst thing happened was a fight, maybe, or somebody smoking in the bathroom. Then they got to have cops in the school to protect the children. America is dying because the church has turned its back on God's laws and tolerated those who do the same thing. I got the break. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, how many times I said this? Our theme song was picked up clear back in the first one of the year, back in the 90s. It's a song from back in the 70s. But it fits more today than ever did. We are at war here. And I'm not talking about guns and bullets yet. We've been in spiritual warfare for 2,000 years since Christ left this place. And we had ebbs and flows. We were up and we were down. America was the most blessed nation in the world. Most powerful, prosperous nation in the world since creation. Most blessed of all. I mean, turn our back on God, now we're paying for it. Now that's the way it is. That's true. You know this. We are being judged every day. And we still see very little repentance, even in the churches. Oh, I wish I could say something different, but I can't. I really do. I want to just show you a couple of thoughts, and we're going to move on. I got to share a couple more scriptures. I'll take a phone call. I'll talk to Tom and Don and all of you. President Reagan said this. Back in January 20th, 1981, Reagan said this. Some of y'all don't know who he was. I was a Reagan fan. I want you to know that. Yeah, I was. I was hooked into the system like everybody else. It is my intention to, he says, demand recognition of the distinction between the powers granted to the federal government and those reserved to the states or to the people. All of us need to be reminded that the federal government did not create the states. The states created the federal government. That was his first inaugural address on January 20th, like I said, 1981. Reagan said, we're going to keep the separation of powers in this country. We're not going to let them come together and become as one as we're seeing today in this country. Oh, yeah, he warned against it. He did. He warned against it very clearly in that speech. And John Whitehead says this. I'm not going to read it all. I don't have time. These articles will be in October's magazine. If you don't receive the Minuteman News, hey, you're missing out. I saw this to it. It's free online. Just kind of send me an email or write or call me or whatever. Give me email address, you'll get it for free. The U.S. government is waging psychological war on its citizens inside the deep state psyops machine. I'm going to read this part to you. This is from a U.S. Army psychological operations recruitment video. Have you ever wondered who's pulling the strings? Anything we touch is a weapon. We can deceive, persuade, change, influence, inspire. We come in many forms. We are everywhere. Again, U.S. Army psychological operations recruitment video is where that comes from. How much clearer can they be? How much more open can they be? And now we have a police state presidency, whether you like it or not, I don't care. The rule of law becomes the rule of gunpoint. Now, I am absolutely for stopping the crime and the destruction around this. I totally am all for that. But federal authority has no authority inside the states without the state's permission. That's what started the war in the world in 1861, by the way. So understand that. That happened, and it's going to happen again. Now, let's move on beyond that. I want to share some more things with you. But understand this, folks. Dudeman said that the war would start in the middle of the country. Illinois is pretty much the middle of the country. I'm not saying we'll start there. But it looks like Chicago's heating up for a battle. No, I'm not talking about necessarily right versus left. I'm talking about state defending itself against the federal government. And I don't like the prisoner, the governor of Illinois, it should be in jail himself and locked up for what he's done to his country, to his state, and the people around him. And so should the governor, or the mayor of Chicago, who says that our nation was built, he said, on the backs of blacks and Native Americans, Native Americans. He flat out lies. And he's wrong. And Chicago is a very liberal, demonic city. Yes, it's led by Democrats, it's about the whole state is, obviously. And they're paying for it. But that is not the federal government's business to go in there, period. Let the people either stop it or pay for it themselves. Let the people rise up and say this is enough where it should come from, or let them pay the cost of being too indifferent to what's happening in their state. You say, preacher, that's rough teaching. Yes, it is rough teaching. But it doesn't change the fact, does it? The Posse Comitatus House Act was made to keep the North from going into the South and taking over more of the South. Yeah, they call them carpetbaggers. They did it back then. It was wrong then. It's wrong now. Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 17, I want to make this point. I promise to get the phone calls in a second. I'm hurrying. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 15 says this. Now, this course, that's Old Testament. It's all been done away with now. None of it matters anymore, right? Okay. Believe what you want to. God told his people, Israel, to only select from among their people who were godly men and brothers in him. He didn't say, as things get rough, you choose the lesser of evils. He didn't say that. It doesn't say, I don't want you to choose a man that's half Christian, 75% Christian, or 99% Christian. I want a man that's by his fruit are proven he's, and I didn't say he's perfect. No. Don't you go say, well, preacher Paul says you know. No man's perfect. But we have made choices over the last, in my lifetime, elected men to office who are members of Skull and Bones, members of a matter of evil society, or Masons. Started back in the 1800s. I'm sorry. It's gotten worse since then. We ignored that. And, you know, now this isn't in my opinion. Chief Justice John Jay said this very carefully, very, very clearly. In 1816, he said this. Providence has given to our people the choice of their rulers. And it is the duty, as well as the privilege and the interest of a Christian nation, to select and prefer Christians for their rulers. We haven't done that, folks. We could still call ourselves Christians, but we're making fools of ourselves. People I know that almost worship Trump. Trump is a maniacal, he's an egotistical tyrant. He actually thinks that he's called himself an emperor. He said he can do anything he wants to. People wouldn't hold against him. He's almost right. I know Christians that are, I believe, are solid believers that support him no matter what happens, because he says for the church. Folks, we've been deceived again. We've done the same thing over again, maybe a little lesser evil in some directions, but still not a man of God. And he's leading us into prophecy faster than time can take us, and maybe right into World War III, and yet people are still supporting him and get mad at those who talk against him. I'm not just talking against him. Biden was no better and worse in some ways. So was Obama. So were the Bushes. And so was Reagan. Thomas Jefferson said this. This is in the book of quotes offered last month as one of the specials. The natural progress of things is for liberty to yield and government to gain ground. The natural progress of things is for liberty to yield and government to gain ground. He also said this: experience has shown that even under the best forms of government, those entrusted with power have in time and by slow operations perverted it into tyranny. Oh my, it's happening at a fast pace now, when the people that call themselves Christians are abiding Trump's lie are all for it. They're conservatives, but the conservatives that have been dumbed down by their desires and their emotions and their hope that things are going to change. But it ain't going to happen. As long as church sits back and tolerates evil, it's going to get more evil. As long as church sits back and doesn't repent first and then ask for leadership, it just ain't going to happen. Now, I'll try to make some points tonight. Some of y'all are probably mad at me. That's okay. Some of y'all may have already turned the radio off and went about your way. You can't hear me say this, so I guess it's okay too. I don't lose sleep, folks, for what I preach, because I'm preaching the Bible to you and telling the truth and history and everything else. I'm not going to tell you a lie. I get paid the same either way as far as on earth. I don't take any salary for what I preach and teach, but I answer before God one day, because your soul's in my hands, the Bible said in Hebrews last chapter. Also in Ecclesiastes 33. Your soul's in my hands. If I don't warn you, the blood's on my hands. You've been warned. You've been told straight up and down. Do with it as you please. Let's talk to Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in. Are you still willing to talk to me?
Am I coming through?
Yes, sir.
Man, you opened every door and drawer in the house tonight. My first vote was for Ronald Reagan. But when I voted for him, I didn't realize that they called him Red Ronnie back when he was in Hollywood.
Yes.
You've opened up so many doors. I want to comment on one thing about Poland and then get on to what I really called about. Putin is being drawn in, just like in Ezekiel. He is being drawn in. But he is a better strategist, much better strategist than Trump is. He's having to match wits with the obstinate child, and he's playing it cautious. I do not believe that he threw those drones into Poland. I believe that this is a false flag, and it's trying to be sold that way. But I don't think Putin is that reckless that he would do that. That's just my thoughts, Pastor. But this is what I wanted to say.
You could be right. That's the first time it happened. Go ahead.
No, exactly. It happened back when they shot a missile into Poland and said it was Russia, and then that guy that was Zelensky's underling, I can't remember his name, he said, no, we did it, and then they fired him.
Yep.
But the reason I called in tonight, Pastor, is I pledged $500 to the ministry last week, and I couldn't call in to do this because the lines were down. But I want to offer it to the audience as a challenge. I'm so grateful to you, Pastor, that there's some place that this audience can go where they just hear a person preach the Bible like it's written. And I want to offer this as a challenge to the audience. If 50 people would send in $10, $500 would be matched. If 10 people would send in $50, $500 would be matched. If 500 people send in a dollar, don't do that. Don't waste your stamp. Send in $2. It'd be matched. But I really want to support the ministry, Pastor, and I'm trying to do everything I can to encourage the rest of the people to do it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And I hope this doesn't put you in an uncomfortable position when I do this.
No. No, I appreciate it. I really do. I'm not good at raising funds. I don't know how to raise money. Folks like you got to come out on faith and do it because I don't know how to do it. But thank you for that so much, Tom.
I'm going to call you tomorrow.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow in the office, buddy. Thanks
a lot.
Appreciate it. All right. Wow. Thank you, Tom, so much. Let's go to my sweetheart out in Arizona. Let's talk to Donna. Donna, come on in. Welcome.
I'm not Donna.
Oh. Well, I want you to hang up. I want to talk to the other half. Now, go ahead. Okay,
you know, I want to say something. The power went out right here, so we're having a little little problem. But anyways, what I wanted to talk to you about was, you know, me and you've been together for about 20 years.
Yes.
You know, on the radio, and so you know, we've talked about a lot of different topics. But when I first started here to try to you know, put a team together to save the preborn babies, and as you know, and a lot of people with you know too, that I went to, I don't know, must have been about 20 churches, and only about three of them would even listen to me. But somehow I did manage to get, you know, a few people here and a few people there just to stand up for the babies in the street. And that's how wicked and evil this country has become.
So when, callous, when you, so callous, so uncaring, so apathetic,
yeah,
all that.
Yes. Yeah. When you don't even love your own offspring, this is the only thing that can happen to a nation like that, like this.
Amen. Amen.
You know, people will, yeah. Well, you know, people will say, well, you know, I'm pro-life, but what do you do to save life? And that's when the stuttering contest starts there.
Yes.
And so, like I said, I've been to all those churches. Now I'm saying that for a reason, because like I said, there was about 20 churches that I went to, and only three of them, you know, actually listened to me. You know, and occasionally would send somebody out to help me. But by the grace of God, you know, we still put about 14 people together, you know, over a few years. And we're still out there now and in the heat and everything else. But this is what I want to say about the church today. And I don't like to talk like this, but it's absolutely true. About every 3 or 4 years, I used to talk on your show and inform people of you know, of a man, you know, whose name, I can't see the paddle going off here. Named Charles Finney. Okay, he was a very faithful pastor. In 1873, he wrote this, and since my wife reads better than me, I'm going to have her read this time to you.
Okay.
And okay, so here she's going to read. This is Charles Finney.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Nice to talk to you, Pastor.
You too, Donna. Thanks for calling. Thanks for sharing. Go ahead.
The pulpit is responsible for the decay of conscience. Quote, if the public press lacks moral discrimination, if the church is degenerate and worldly, if the world loses its interest in religion, if Satan rules in our halls of legislation, if our politics become so corrupt that the very foundations of our government are ready to fall away, the pulpit is responsible for it, end quote.
Amen. I read that quote. Yes, that's absolutely. But you know, that's, yeah, you preach that day in the churches, you're going to be asked to leave. You know that.
Oh, no.
They don't want to hear that. They don't. You see, we've all of us, not just all of us, have the idea we can pass the blame on somebody else. After all, it's not my fault. I went live then or whatever. I didn't know. Well, that is not what it says. We're accountable. You and I, Don, are accountable for the souls of people that they're going to go to hell if we don't stand up and tell the truth. You know that.
That's right.
You know that.
That's right. That's right. I do know that. And we've been to several churches, heard the preaching. I'll tell you what, it's like watered down anything you want to name. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Six. Gary's reaching for the phone. I'm going to give it back to you.
All right. I love you.
I love you.
I don't want to take up no more time so somebody else can get on here. But I just want you to know this, that everybody can do something. You know, just be vocal of what Butch was telling you there today. You know, don't just hang up the phone. And I'm not railing on anybody here. I'm saying I'm guilty of it, too. You know, find two or three people to tell this to, people about this. And this what she just read there, right there, I just put together 100 of those things right there that I am going to pass out to churches, to what Charles Finney said. He said, you know, the pulpit is responsible for our decay.
Yes.
And that is the absolute God's truth.
Absolutely.
You know, when a pulpit falls down, nobody rises up. I'll get off and let somebody else get on. Thank you very much for putting up with me all these years, Butch. Bye-bye.
Right back at you, brother. Thank you for the call. What a sweet couple. Man, we do go back a long ways. And they've been so kind to us for so many years. They're just sweet, kind people. And the lines are open, like I said. Love to hear from you if you want to talk to us. It's 717-300-1698. 317-300-1698. Let's go to Chance right here in West Virginia. Chance, come on in.
Yes, hello, Pastor Butch. I just heard about this Charlie Kirk guy. Now, I don't have a computer. Now, was this guy for real, or was he just another kosher neocon Republican Israel firster? Do you know?
I can't answer all directions of that, but he would get up and he'd go to college campuses and debate all the students that want to talk to him about all different issues, whether it be homosexuals or transgenders or guns. He talked to them, all of them.
Yeah, well, that's all obvious, but where did he stand when it came to the Zionists? I need to know about him. Now, I don't know. I can't make a judgment.
Right. I don't know. I can't answer that. My point tonight was he was taken down by somebody, and when you can't voice your opinion on anything without being in danger, I don't care where you stand on Zionists, but that's not the point. The point is, he was taken out for his opinion. And we get to that point.
Well, see, I agree with you. Nobody should be taken out for their opinion. I sympathize for anybody who gets shot. But my question would be, if he's intentionally misleading people, if I can't say for sure, if he agrees with sending weapons, with Trump sending weapons to kill other people, I have to ask myself, what kind of man could he possibly be? Now, I said if.
Yeah, well,
because if he is that kind of person, I have no use for him, if he is. And I wouldn't consider him a true person. I consider him controlled opposition.
Well, you know, for many years, I was pro-Israel. I didn't know any better.
At this point, anybody who's pro-Zionist, it's unbelievable. It's got to be a deliberate pro-Zionist, which means you're a traitor, if this is the case. Now, I'm not saying somebody should be shot for that. Of course not. But I can't look to a man as a hero if he's against Scripture. And being pro-Zionist is against Scripture. So I don't know. I was just wondering where his stand was.
Well, I can't answer that, but I just know that he was a man that told the truth on killing babies and saying it gets homosexual. So I give him credit for that. And I know people that are pro-Israel that are good men that are still groping in the dark. And our job is to tell them the truth. Whether you believe it or not, it's up to them. We got to tell them the truth.
I agree with speaking up for the unborn, yes. But I disagree with killing other people's children.
We're being on the same thing, but you can't throw the baby out of the washwater. You got to try to teach them. I mean, if they're standing for truth, some truth that they understand, I stood for the truth as far as I knew it, but I was very pro-Israel for a long time. I got my eyes open. I was a slow learner, but some people never get beyond that point. It doesn't make them necessarily evil, it makes them deceived. But I know your point on that, and I got a jump chance. Good call, but thank you. All right, let's go next to Jan and Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor.
Yes.
Things are happening. Things that are happening in this world.
Oh,
although we were destined for it to happen, and we didn't fight starting it for it not to happen, we can't control anymore. God's in control, and what we are seeing is what we deserve.
Yeah, amen. I was going to play a song tonight, and I don't have time, but I don't think. Well, let's see what time I got in a minute. But I read this verse in church in the Bible study Saturday, Jan. I want to read it again if people don't mind. People listen to this first, please. Psalms 56. Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Folks, that takes faith, and some of you can see, taste, or smell. It's the evidence of things not seen and things hoped for. That's faith. So if you're walking in fear, get back to Christ. Janica, go ahead real quickly. Go ahead.
No, it's just, you know, the first reaction.
About 15 seconds. About 15 seconds.
No, I'm going to let you go. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, but first, I'll talk tomorrow. Okay. Thank you. Let's go to BK right here in West Virginia. BK, come on in.
Hey, Pastor Butch.
Yes, sir.
Well, if it ain't Christ, it's Antichrist.
That's true. That's very true.
Far as politics go, Bush stole the election from Gore. Biden stole it from Trump. It's a selection.
It absolutely is selection. We got about 30 seconds. Got to hurry.
Okay, Butch. Republicans think that military in the streets are good to stop crime, and they'll send in these mass troops. All it is a banana republic. My question to everybody is, when a blue state Democrat, say a black lesbian president, decides to send the same troops to a red state because white Caucasians are abusing illegal aliens or blacks, they will say that it's all a big crime and the military needs sent to the red state. What's the red state going to do? Sing the national anthem? Get the picture of Abe Lincoln out just like the Republicans done in 2020 when the mob ran President Trump out of town?
Yep, that's it. That's the whole point. I guess it depends on what shoe the foot's on at the time, who gets clobbered. Good call, BK. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Good call. And folks, don't forget tomorrow being Thursday, we're going to be with you in the office tomorrow, Lord willing. Come and join us at camp. Let's call and say hi. I'd love to hear from you. Understand, we're not agreeing on everything. Let's agree that Christ is King and live according to His law as best we understand Him. Have a great night. I'll see you in the morning. And pray for guidance from our Father in heaven. Good night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.